This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States again vetoed an Arab-backed United Nations Security Council resolution urging for immediate ceasefire in Gaza on Tuesday. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara has this report.
It's the third U.S. veto since Israel's military offensive on the Palestinian enclave that followed Hamas' October 7th attack on southern Israel. Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour called the move reckless and dangerous.
Shielding Israel even as it commits the most shocking crimes while exposing millions of innocent Palestinian civilians to its wrath and more untold horrors. It is not Israel that should be protected by the veto. It is Palestinian children, women and men who must be protected by this council acting now.
The U.S. proposed its own draft resolution that calls for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza up to 6 weeks, only after a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas is secured. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
The White House says it's preparing additional major sanctions on Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said at a press briefing Tuesday that the new package would be unveiled this Friday, which will coincide with the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. It will be specifically supplemented with additional sanctions regarding Mr. Navalny's death.
It's clear that President Putin and his government are responsible for Mr. Navalny's death. In response to President Biden's direction, we will be announcing a major sanctions package on Friday of this week to hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny.
Citing U.S. government policy or share how they would expand on